Reuters is reporting military activity by the United States and NATO exceeds that of any time during the Cold War. We're live. It's a Sunday broadcast. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to kick off one of the most important transmissions of my 22-year history. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com is the website. Spread that link.
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
CNN and its co-conspirators have backed themselves into a corner.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
In the court of public opinion, the entire sycophantic, abominized media has decided to continue to lie in the filthy bed they made for themselves after they cozied up to the ever-so-charming, Constitution-subverting former President Barack Obama.
With a 35% approval rating, according to Quinnipiac, that's lower than Obama's worst approval rating.
I'm sick and tired of this White House, as I was sick and tired of the campaign. I am tired of difference being disrespected and mistreated by this White House.
There is no evidence whatsoever that the Trump team was spied on illegally. There is no evidence that backs up the president's original claim. And on this program tonight, we will not insult your intelligence by pretending otherwise, nor will we aid and abet the people who are trying to misinform you, the American people, by creating a diversion.
Newsflash to all those overpaid anchors living in their plastic bubble. A vast majority of Americans have truly had enough of the blatant disinformation.
It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Just today, the FBI comes out and says that 30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating are from folks who are refugees. It's important not to label all refugees bad people. That's not why I'm here. But these...
I was just going to say, Congressman, it's time to go, but I think the TV gremlins did that for us.
Look, I want to see an honest press. I mean, I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
You know, basically, they're defaming her without any reason to do so. Because she's a woman, maybe because she's a black woman.
I need Hillary to stand up right now and walk in and sue the United States of America.
Was this an isolated incident? Or how about these bizarre green screen mishaps?
Something is happening here, and we're watching, we're scanning the skies for something else.
Fast forward to the 2016 WikiLeaks release of flagrant collusion between the media Renfields and their power-mad vampiric masters. Did this rude awakening push the leftist mob back towards an ethical center? Of course not.
They tried to hack us, and they failed. The DNC did not do that. And if they did it, they could not have been hacked. But they were hacked and terrible things came in. And, you know, the only thing that I do think is unfair is some of the things were so... They were. When I heard some of those things, I picked up the papers the next morning and said, oh, this is going to be front page. Wasn't even in the papers.
Next on the agenda was the rollout of fake town halls.
Republican politicians facing fiery backlashes at Republican town halls. From Utah to Tennessee.
We will probably be implanted with chips.
CNN and the rest of the Legion of Doom do not speak to the American people anymore.
Should President Barack Obama, the first African-American president, apologize for slavery?
They are speaking directly to themselves and talking down to the rest of us like we are children.
Their message is peace and coming together in the country. What's your message?
You don't believe that for 1 minute, do you?
That their message is?
Yeah.
That's what they said to me.
Okay.
Yeah, believe them.
Any protests over the deaths of these cops today in Baton Rouge?
I don't know that.
Any riots or protests over the police officers in Dallas, Texas? This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, was there any reporting on that?
Sheriff, please, let's just keep the volume down here.
So I offer a solution to finally pull the plug on this propaganda mutation inhabiting your television. Please be willing to open your doors to a whole new wave of media seeking the truth for truth's sake. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
When you grab him, that's when you fail.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
April 9th, 2017, on this live Global Sunday transmission, I'm Alex Jones. Coming in every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Find out all the details at Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show. All right, I've been very deliberative since we got word last Wednesday that Trump was going to launch airstrikes probably, and then on Thursday I put out a video predicting exactly how it would lay out. That he would do it probably simultaneously as the communist Chinese dictator arrived in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, there from Palm Beach, flying in from China. And I laid out the fact that guaranteed the Russians will be warned ahead of time. It'll be a cosmetic strike on the chemical weapons base where they were supposed to get rid of the chemical weapons. In an agreement 4 years ago, the Russians were supposed to fly them out. Well, there were so many chemical weapons that Assad had and so many chemical weapons that Hillary had allowed the rebels to bring in out of Libya, that's been mainstream news as well. We just don't have memories. You can pull the articles up for yourself. It's like Associated Press, you name it. That the Russians, for some reason, didn't get the chemical weapons out. And then supposedly the Pentagon has released the flight track from the airbase over the village, and the planes turn around and go back to their base there in Syria. And the Daily Mail and others have gotten photos from the Pentagon that show Syrian chemical weapons, which were similar to the chemical weapons that were also held in Libya and transferred there. I just want to pull back for a moment. Why would Assad, in a six-year Western-backed civil war against al-Qaeda, when the United States is driving them out of the east of the country into Iraq in a pincer move, with U.S. forces in both countries smashing them together, why would they use chemical weapons when that's the red line that Trump said, if you do that, I won't be like Obama, I will strike you? Why, when you're winning and you haven't done it, would you do it? Now, again, in 2013, mainstream news, it's up on Infowars.com. Paul Watson has articles titled, Ron Paul Says Syrian Chemical Attack a False Flag. And then it's Ron Paul laying out the UN ambassadors and the international medical organizations and others. Mainstream news here confirmed it was the rebels launching chemical attacks on the Syrians inside populated areas for a frame-up. And if you scroll down in the article, Ron Paul, chemical weapons attack in Syria, likely a false flag, zero chance Assad behind the attacks, his former congressman. You scroll down that article, we have links to the New York Times and the Washington Post and Seymour Hersh and everybody saying all of that, the UN saying it. So people forget, and mainstream news saying Hillary transferred lethal chemical weapons stockpiles to the rebels. And then it's the very stockpiles. See, the rebels aren't fully under globalist control. They get allowed in, then they want to celebrate to be rock stars online. Here in America, you want to be a rock star, a movie star, a sports star to be cool. There, you're al-Qaeda, you're ISIS, you're al-Nusra, same group. You want to do that. And so they would videotape themselves launching the attacks and brag about it. And that was a big problem for the controlled media here, wanting to blame it on Assad. But here's the big issue you got to know. Assad did not start the civil war. Assad did not bring in the forces out of Saudi Arabia. Assad didn't do anything. He was secular. Women went to college. They didn't wear burqas. He was a stabilizing force, just like Muammar Gaddafi, but not even as bad as him. Gaddafi, 10 years ago, came in out of the dark, to work with the West. They set him up a few years later and took him out. Assad was trying to work with the West. He was raised in England. And Saudi Arabia wants control of that entire region. They took Syria over during the last century for a while. Saudi Arabia is what runs the Sunni, Wahhabist dominant form of Islam. They're the ones that have bought off our politicians. They're the ones starting the wars all over the planet. And they want to take out any country like Iraq or Syria that they don't control. And if Assad did one thing to us, I'd say, sure, get rid of him. But they don't want new states there that are good. They want failed states. So Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Lindsey Graham, McCain, Google was involved. 7 years ago in the Arab Spring, they funded it, starting in Tunisia, overthrowing our allies, Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, putting Muslim Brotherhood to kill tens of thousands of people, blow up hundreds of churches. That's still happening today. This day, happening in the day, on Palm Sunday. All this is going on. All this is happening. He goes in and meets with the rebels during the Civil War. He goes back a month ago, and now all this happens. We're on the wrong side of history because Assad didn't start it. Our criminal government started it. And General Flynn helped expose it and lead a team of military leaders to say no to this. And I said, our military has found its soul again and has told Obama we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force there. We're not going to be part of this. And that's the history. They call me a conspiracy theorist, hoping you're stupid and think someone that's well-researched and well-spoken and who spends their life being informed is making this up, hoping you have the memory of a goldfish, as I say every day. As Gruber said, thank God you have no memory. Thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you're a goldfish. You're not a goldfish. You're a man. Act like one. You're a woman. And I'm not lecturing our audience. Our audience is super informed, super angry, and saying, I'm not going far enough with anger at Trump. But I'm going to lay out the two paradigms when I come back in the next segment. And we've got big breaking news today I haven't even gotten to yet. Exclusive intel that nobody else has got that's huge. But the globalists with Saudi Arabia are spreading radical Islam everywhere. They're using it against Russia. They just bombed Russia last week. And Al-Qaeda /ISIS took credit. Same group, Wahhabists. I keep going back to that because they confuse the names. And you just saw attack in Stockholm. And notice, you didn't see any images on the news of, what is it, 10 people he killed and a bunch of others reportedly targeting children as he ran them over. And then somebody else with another car rammed into him. Now they're saying all cars have to be driverless. No, how about we don't ship radical Muslims in? He was an asylum seeker who was set to be deported. Turkey, 3 weeks ago, called for jihad attacks in Europe. The same day there happened one on London Bridge, or the bridge coming over by Big Bend. They're on the Thames, whatever you call it. I mean, this is just crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And he called for jihad and holy war in Europe. And now it's happening. And so notice, you don't see the dead children. Here it is. Suspected Stockholm killer is rejected asylum seeker. The Telegraph. Stockholm attack driver deliberately targeted young children as he drove hijacked lorry into crowd. Think about that. So, the revolution our government started in Syria blew down those borders. It borders the east of Europe. Turkey is now part of Europe. Erdogan is now allied with them. He always was. He's allied with ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. They're now pouring across, and the dictator of Turkey says, you will let in millions more Muslims per quarter, and you'll give us hundreds of billions of dollars, or we will have them burn down your cities. He snaps his fingers. The Turks come out en masse, and the Germans and the Swedes and the Dutch and everybody who are so Stockholm syndromed, they all roll over and start begging. You know who's not begging? Poland, Hungary, Romania, Russia. They've all been invaded by the Muslims hundreds of times. Europe, Western Europe's never had the Muslims invade because Eastern Europe already stopped it. Eastern Europeans have got dark hair because they got overrun and raped so many times by the Muslims. This to them is in their DNA. They know it. Grandma told them about it. And so our government, allied with the Muslims, is waging war against Eastern Europe and against Russia. Hell, they gave a third of Serbia a few years ago to the Muslims out of Albania, who are Wahhabist, who invaded with Saudi Arabian funding. That's what we're dealing with here. Total Islamic invasion with NATO running it. And meanwhile, they say going and taking Assad out is going to stop that. No, it's going to turn it over to them. April 9th.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, Trump Insider, will be joining us at the start of the next hour. Then Mike Cernovich, who has a lot of amazing sources, a great investigative journalist, just broke the Susan Rice story that Bloomberg and ABC were sitting on, forced them to release that. He's going to be joining us. He has more big bombshell inside intel. H.R. McMaster manipulating intelligence reports to Trump, wants 150,000 ground soldiers in Syria. The big news is I have my own Pentagon sources and others, and they said the ground war has already begun. And they would not give me the details, but they said, look, it's already in the news, Alex. They're just not calling it that. The Marines have been brought in with artillery to back up the invasion. So the Marines will be firing over the Army as the Army initially goes in. So they got the Marines and their artillery in, thousands and thousands of special forces. This is amazing. And the American people are not being told. You notice Trump is always about, I won't tell you when we go to war. Now, here's the difference. The Russians and everybody else know what's going on here. The American people have a right to know specifically what's going on here. But let's shift gears again. The only thing you need to know about this gas attack is that this would be the one thing that would bring down Assad and his government. The one thing Trump had promised to go in against him if he did it, and the rebels had been caught before staging it. That's a fact. But notice on every TV channel, everywhere, kids gulping, little babies dying, the most horrific images ever. Of the little, a lot of them European babies, a lot of Chechens have gone into the invasion. This is part of them going to their new Islamic state. It's a pilgrimage from all over the world. And so, oh, you see them nerve gassed. These Islamicists will blow up their own kids for power. They'll drown their own kids on the oceanside shore to do a photo op and say that nobody cared when they were coming into Italy. They'll do anything. But regardless, we weren't shown the proof, were we? Now, again, this is not a Trump bashing exercise. I'm going to give you the other side of the story here in a moment. But let me tell you what's the coup de grace or the final blow, the cherry on top for me. Every article, and I've seen hundreds, will show you photos from 100, 200, 300 yards away of the Stockholm attack. The number was 4. It's up to like 10 I'm hearing now. Running over, murdering people. Suspected Stockholm killer is rejected asylum seeker. But notice, it's a photo from hundreds of yards away. If you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com/show. Here's another one. Over 100 yards away. Don't let you see what's happening. London Telegraph. And I looked everywhere. They will not show you images of the dead children killed by another Wahhabist, because they don't want to make it emotional. The BBC won't even say it's a Muslim attack. McMaster famously in a speech said that Islam's not behind ISIS or Al-Qaeda. The hell it isn't, bro. You're totally countervening everything Trump stands for and what we stand for. I don't want to make McMaster some enemy. I said, give him the benefit of the doubt. He did neocon stuff under neocon command. Let's see what he does when he gets under Trump. And I'm seeing the same duck walk I've seen before. Looks like a duck, acts like a duck, quacks like a duck. And here's the deal. The neocons love the cultural revolution in America, dumbing down the families, breaking up the families, creating a police state, leaving the borders open, selling out America, not having infrastructure. They're the same people as Obama. They're globalists. It's a different party. They all work together. And both parties were going after Trump. Both parties were saying he was a Russian spy. So let's go over the calculus of why Trump did this. And I'm going to come back in the next segment and give you my sources, what they said, not the specifics of who the sources are. But I can see this myself. They're all calling Trump a Russian agent because he doesn't want war with Russia and was following what General Flynn told him about how this whole thing was a setup and how they were opening up Europe through Syria to flood them with Muslims. So Trump doesn't want to do that. So Trump's in office. He's not a Russian agent, no connection to Russia. His top team tells him there's no issue with Russia. The real issue is China, as you're about to see, major war probably there, major task forces steaming into the area. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Next move, Navy moving towards peninsula. Kim Jong-un says he's not scared, ready for war, still firing missiles at Japan and threatening to nuke South Korea. That's a real threat. That's somebody threatening folks. That's somebody with weapons. That's somebody taking over the South China Sea with China and telling our ships they can't even go through and boarding ships and robbing people, piracy. That's real. That's a major superpower, basically. Not little Syria getting ganged up on again. U.S. Navy strike group to move towards Korean Peninsula. U.S. official. It's on. The surveillance planes are in the air. The big jets up there with big chemical lasers in their noses. The DC-10s are ready to shoot down the missiles. It's on. So, the Chinese president's coming in. Trump wants to look tough in front of him right as the missile strikes begin. He knows there's been a chemical attack. He can't prove one way or another whether it's true. The intelligence is given to him showing it's real and showing the facility that Special Forces had video of. It's now been released to the mail, showing canisters of what appears to be chemical weapons. And then they tell him, sir, they agreed 4 years ago to give this up to the Russians, and the Russians were supposed to destroy it and place or fly it out. Here it is, sir, out in the open where they're loading it on planes. And you know what? It's the same base. And it is chemical weapons. Why aren't the Russians showing photos or videos saying it isn't? We're going to get to some of that. I have that here in my stack. So you've heard the con. Now let's hear the pro. Because I'm not riding a fence here. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I know what happened in history. I know the players. I know what's happening in Syria is wrong. Go ahead and scroll down for TV viewers. It's there, exactly. You can see the chemical weapons that the Syrians agreed to destroy 4 years ago. That's them with them. You see the exact same canisters at the airbase. And notice the Russians say they had a couple hours notice. They pulled the MiGs out and they pulled the munitions out so they wouldn't be destroyed, obviously, so there wouldn't be a giant poison gas cloud. What was Trump thinking there? There's a nearby town like 300 yards away. I'm just saying. That's what I heard. Like, you're gonna cruise missile chemical weapons and create a giant chemical cloud? 100 times worse than this village? I mean, that happened at Kamasea in the Iraq War. They blew up one of the big sites, and that was Gulf War syndrome right there, mainly, was our troops. The chemical weapons detectors went off everywhere in the region. A lot of folks later had their brain stems rot. They didn't get a full dose. They got enough to kill them a year or two later. Remember that? So, you've got these chemicals, and he had them. He said he had them. They caught the rebels using their own chemicals that Hillary gave them. That's in the news. Assad goes, of course I won't use them. I'll give them up. Remember, there's a red line. Give them up or we'll attack. He goes, fine, here are my weapons. A year later, the rebels launch a chemical attack to try to draw us in. So why hadn't the Russians gotten them out? Why didn't they follow the agreement? Now, maybe those are fake photos. Maybe it's fake intelligence. I don't know. Pretty sophisticated to have it all piled up outside the bunkers and everything. It looks like the Russians hauled ass to the last minute, like when they went in that reactor famously at Chernobyl heroically and were just hauling that stuff out so it wouldn't kill the village. That's what it looks like. Looks like people trying to save that village's life. Village is literally hundreds of yards away. Who gave Trump that advice? Blow up a giant chemical weapons base 300, 400 yards. I've looked at the satellite images from a village of over 1,000 people. I mean, one canister of that would kill the whole village. You're going to hit that with cruise missiles and aerosolize it? I can't believe that the Russians didn't haul it off further, but I guess that's all they could do in the couple hours notice they had. Anyways, they say it was 30 minutes. My info is so. We'll come back and finish up with the calculus here of pro and con of why Trump did this, and then get into the big news. The ground war has already begun in Syria. It's already begun.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me calmly walk through the rest of the important intel. I have some videos and other news I'm going to get to talking about the situation with North Korea and China with a big U.S. task force steaming in there as we speak. I'm very frustrated with some of the general public who are so dumbed down. I don't say that with pleasure. The establishment, gets up on C-SPAN and says, thank God the public's so dumb or we couldn't get our agenda through. I'm not like that. The public's ignorance ends up affecting me like a bunch of lemmings stampeding over me and my family off a cliff. I shot a video right before we went live today at 4 o'clock Central called Exclusive, Massive U.S. Invasion of Syria Has Already Begun. And I'm about to break that down right now. Now, I have exclusive intel on what happened. and what's currently going on. But it's in the news that thousands of Army Special Forces, thousands of Navy SEALs, and the numbers I've been told are above 10,000 regular U.S. Army alone in Iraq, in Western Iraq, in support of that, but also an even larger force now going into Syria. Now, I heard this a few weeks ago from my Pentagon sources. And then I began searching the last week online and seeing the admissions. And then there are mainline reports at military.com, you name it, about Marine contingents. Well, I made some calls and folks said, well, we can't give you details, but things are so quiet. Every time we've seen something like this, it means invasion. But when you've got thousands of U.S. troops in Syria in the last 80 days, that's how long Trump's been, and it started days after he got in, and you've got tens of thousands on their way, that is boots on the ground. That is an invasion. And now you have the missile attack on this chemical weapons depot. You have Trump saying he's signaling to do more. You have McMaster, the head national security advisor to the president, who replaced Michael Flynn, saying we intend to take out ISIS and we intend to take out Assad simultaneously. I can show you all the headlines here. If you're a radio listener, I can read you the headlines. But I just love how I was reading on YouTube, and it's like, you better be kidding me, Alex. And they're just here, like, saying I'm making it up. So there you go. Absolutely ridiculous. U.S. forces have been massing for 80 days, and more are going in, and people in the military are being mobilized and prepared for a 150,000-man invasion. We have a guest who has that intel, Mike Cernovich, who just broke a week and a half ago exclusively the Rice story that was confirmed to be deadly accurate. But what's frustrating is it's here or there in the news that U.S. troops are in Syria battling al-Qaeda. They're in major cities battling them. It's on the news. You can just type into a search engine, U.S. forces are in Syria battling ISIS. It's been happening for 2 months. And I'm sitting here announcing things that are admittedly going on, and people are saying it must not be true. There's the New York Times. More U.S. troops may be needed against ISIS in Syria, top general says. That was February 22nd. Over a month and a half ago. Well, they're there. By the time they tell you they need more troops, they're there. Like we, from 1960 to 1964, before we officially got into the police action in Vietnam, there were hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops rotating in and out. Hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. Not what they said at the time. Oh, we got 15,000 advisors. I had family that was in Vietnam in 1959, folks. I'm just so tired of it. Pentagon plans to deliver speed up fight against Islamic State that may boost U.S. troop presence in Syria. February 27th. See, it was all being announced then. That's CNBC. Now that I've documented what I'm saying, I've talked to my sources and they say, we can't tell you. It's big. It's massive. And we're going in. Because they don't tell people even high up when they're going in. Even one-star generals don't know until it's about a week out. But the word is, it's on, it's big, it's full scale, they're taking down Damascus. So, they don't want to debate with the American people about this. They want to have this. I want to have a debate about this. And we're going to have a debate about this, but I've got a lot more intel. Trump, in meetings at the White House, this is not from Roger Stone. He really gets a little irritated sometimes because everything it's kind of like Dan Bongino would come on the show a lot, former senior Secret Service agent. So I said, Secret Service agents told me, you know, at the RNC that Hillary's having seizures all the time. He calls up and goes, yeah, they're saying I haven't worked there in years. I go, I didn't say you. They know you don't work there. I didn't get this from you. He won't tell me anything. But of course, he fell down. You saw the video. And it's the same thing. So I haven't even talked to him. I texted him earlier. He was at the grocery store. He couldn't talk when I called him. He said, yeah, I'll come on. So when I get him on, coming up in like 20 minutes, I'm going to ask him in the next hour, here's what my sources are saying. Can you talk about it? Because I know he talks to the president quite a bit, obviously. About 50 times more than I do. Let's just put it that way. So Trump is telling the sources I have, don't worry, I'm not going to do a no-fly zone. We're not going to take Assad out right away. We just want to get al-Qaeda and ISIS out, but we got to have forces there so that we're kicking al-Qaeda and ISIS out in case Assad does something. Okay, that would be suicidal for Assad, but who knows? Obviously, that's normal for the military to have a group to cover them while they're running regular ground operations. Makes sense, actually. They've moved in artillery. They've moved in avionics. They've moved in anti-aircraft. They've moved in helicopters. They've moved in jump jets. They've moved in everything. And the word is, it's funny that Cernovich put this out today. I hadn't even seen this. Whenever I was talking to Daria, one of the producers, she said, have you seen Cernovich's info? And she was sending it to me. I said, no, but that's just what I got last night and today, is that it's over 100,000 troops are on their way. And the word is, it's more than 10,000 in Syria, more than 10,000 in Iraq. It's 20,000 troops right now. That's just of troops we know of a month ago that got there. So they're building up the forces right now. And they're letting Russia know, when we go in, you better back off. And this is why Trump thinks he can do this. He knows Syria, under Hillary's operation, was meant to fall to radical Islam out of Saudi Arabia, Wahhabist, Sunnis, then to flood in with Erdogan and flood into Europe. Erdogan's now running that operation, announcing, give in to us or we'll invade you, we'll take you over. He believes if they cut it off, kick out Assad, they'll be able to put in a provisional government, stabilize it, have the U.S. military there, cut off Iran, who's trying to take it over, and cut off Saudi Arabia and basically block it. He's kind of going back to an Eisenhower plan pre-1960, which was a good plan before. It put the secular government in Iraq and other things like that. That previous Eisenhower plan left Assad's daddy alone or the people before him, all of it. So all that's going on, and he thinks he can stabilize it, cut it off, end it, be a big peacemaker, because he's told if he doesn't, it's going to keep ongoing and it's about to flood into Europe, because Erdogan has now openly announced he's with ISIS, al-Qaeda, and Saudi Arabia, that's about to menace Europe. So this is more about taking out Turkey if they make a move, when we've got nuclear weapons inside their country and more, instead of Syria. The world is in such a crisis. And it's about showing strength to China, who is belligerently claiming they control 90% of the sea lanes in the South China Sea, the most busy area in the world, from Japan all the way down to the Philippines. And it's about letting everybody know we're getting ready to take out Kim Jong-un. We're tired of him menacing the world. We're tired of him holding us hostage after he was given reactors and everything else in the 90s, claiming he'd stop this. We're done. Trump doesn't want to go with the global plan of letting China get out of control, having a big war with them later. He wants to intimidate them with strength and put them back in their place. And I tend to agree with that at one level of my mind, because I love my children. I want prosperity, because Trump's delivering on the economy, delivering on the border, delivering on so many other issues. The globalists hate what he's doing. They didn't put him in. So as long as he doesn't go sideways on that other stuff, he's much better than Hillary, obviously. Let's talk about it straight ahead.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your I want to be clear just with what I see in the social media, not just on conservative sites, but liberal sites and others. The public is about 85% against this Syria situation. They really are tired of the same old tricks. Remember back in 1990, they said that babies were being thrown out of incubators, and it turned out it was a PR lady, a 15-year-old who'd never even been to Kuwait. It was totally made up. That, Saddam was there stomping the baby's brains in. We have big reports on Infowars.com with documentaries showing the fake anthrax that was really hydrogen balloon pumping trucks that the British had sold them for directing field artillery, where you put up a balloon with a camera on it to direct your artillery. The lies about yellow cake uranium in Iraq. In fact, let's play a short clip here just of the famous girl in Congress about they were pulling the babies and stomping their heads in via the incubators.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
And let me tell you how pissed the general public is. Because I look on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, I look on YouTube. I'm here criticizing this. And they're saying I'm a shill. And I know some of these handles. These people are totally turning on Trump. These aren't just bots. And I'm just sitting here wanting to secure our borders, wanting to cut our taxes, liking the $3 trillion in the stock market, liking that the globalists are so upset with Trump. And I'm just having deliberation here, but 90% of what I'm doing is critical. I'm actually explaining why this is happening and looking at different angles, because I'm the guy that exposed that our government was backing al-Qaeda in Syria. Literally. We exposed Benghazi first. We had all the guests on first. We had the eyewitnesses on first. I'm not bragging, but people know about false flags because of me. I introduced that term 16 years ago. It was previously there, but very, very rarely known. I read it in like British historical books about false flags and naval warfare. So it's part of my success to see my political children pissed at daddy. Well, daddy actually wants to save the country and the planet. I have children. So I know you get big points in your own mind getting mad at me. I'm literally being completely honorable, trying to figure out what's going on. And I can see geopolitically in a Machiavellian way what Trump thinks he's doing. I talked to sources very high up, we'll put it to you that way, and confirm that's what they think they're doing. They say he's soft on Russia. They're trying to impeach him. This chemical attack happens. They give him intel of the flight plan and photos of the chemicals there being loaded on planes. Oh, yeah. And Trump's like, okay, we got to send a message, especially when China's about to arrive. And they're threatening war and boarding U.S. ships and stealing our submarines and grabbing our AWACS. They're a huge threat. And if Syria falls to the Wahhabists or to Iran or anybody, they'll be on the border of Europe, and God Almighty, think what that'll do. So I'm thinking about my family, my kids, not about what's popular with the audience. I mean, I had over 100 affiliates when 9/11 happened. Over 120. Some of them big. I was the fast rising star. Clear Channel was trying to hire me, national, you name it. And I kept saying 9/11 is an inside job. They're used to take our liberties. Our government's working with radical Islam. There was a government stand down. I wasn't denying radical Islam was real. That's what the media said. I was saying we're working with them. This is to take our rights. And I was proven right. I lost down to like 35 radio stations. Millions of dollars a year. But I did it for the truth. Well, now things are even more Machiavelli, and I'm not exactly sure what's happening at this point. I've got to meet with some high-level people next weekend. I'll just say high-level. And there's a lot of other things I've got to look at and different angles of this, but knowing the president means zero to me when it comes to having integrity and when doing what's right. My soul's on the line. There's not even a question. But China's threatening to attack. They're taking over the South China Sea. We've shown the maps. I mean, before they were in a little area. They've got the whole thing for hundreds of miles just in one direction. Thousands of square miles. They're announcing they own everything. They've got North Korea threatening to nuke everybody. We've got to look strong. I get it. Trump didn't ask for these global crises when he got in. They were already cooking before he got in. And the globalists bragged. Wait till he faces North Korea and Syria. We'll see what he does. Is John McCain all pleased? Absolutely. Is he happy? Trump brought in people that were against all this. Trump didn't want all this to happen. He wants prosperity. But North Korea's going crazy with China selling it, with the U.S. Navy strike group headed towards the Korean Peninsula. That's Reuters. The U.S. strike group of over 20,000 troops is already on the border between Iraq and Syria, and special forces are running operations every day by the hundreds into Syria and into Iraq. The Marine Expeditionary Force is there. The artillery is there. Hundreds of pieces of heavy artillery. The helicopters are there. The Ospreys are there. The avionics is there. The cruise missiles are there. The ships are in the water with the nuclear weapons and the cruise missiles and the fighter bombers. The long-range bombers are waiting in Europe. The submarines are in the water. The Russians are at their highest level since the Cold War. The United States is at its highest level since the Cold War with naval forces. That's Reuters as well. North Korea is Trump's nuclear Rubik's Cube, abso-frickin-lutely. So these are the real issues. Trump delivered fighting political correctness. Trump delivered building the wall that's now begun. Trump delivered $3 trillion in the stock market, the best small business numbers since 1984, the best consumer confidence in 16 years. We're seeing it everywhere. When the globalists planned a big depression, they fought him with everything. They didn't want him in. That wasn't a shill. That wasn't a scam. Now he's in the swamp. No one will follow his orders. They're all a bunch of cowards. And there's a chemical attack, probably a false flag. Why the Russians had chemicals everywhere and why they didn't get rid of them, I don't know. Maybe they're crazy and did it. I don't know. The point is there is some evidence that the Russians were involved. I'm sorry, it's there. But when I say Russians, the Russians were supposed to keep control of it. Now our media is saying the Russians probably did it. They would never do that. There's no motive. But the fact that he would do that, there's no motive. It's just crazy. All I'm telling you is Trump does this limited cosmetic strike. He admits he was consulting with the Russians. I asked the question, why would Trump hit a chemical weapons depot with thousands of tons of chemicals? That's why the Russians got him outside the bases. Now we begin to see. Look, I'm surrounded by traitors. They want war. They're saying I'm a Russian agent. This is terrible. I want peace. I want to contain China. There's back channel deals to contain China. They're the threat. We want business deals with Russia. They're free market now. Why wouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? They want to work with us. We're going to have to hit this base because there's no way with the optics I can convince the American people that I'm not a Russian agent if I don't do this. So I'm going to have to take this like a judo move. You understand that, Vladimir Putin. You're a judo master. And I'm going to have to turn these lemons into lemonade, and I'm going to have to strike you and strike you hard. Now, I wasn't sure about that until the back channels came out, until I talked to sources saying Trump says no fly zone and no invasion. All we're doing is letting Assad know Russia doesn't, one way or the other, they want a neutral state there. They want to keep their port. Assad needs to go. He's done a lot of bad stuff. But we need to send a message to Assad. He better do it once we've defeated al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, because he's going to be even stronger at that point, and we don't want to have to go in. And he needs to know we're going into Damascus if he doesn't stand down once we defeated al-Qaeda and ISIS. So I've given you 40 minutes of negative, and now I've given you like 10 minutes or so of positive. And I don't know at this point what's happening. Steve Pachinik headed up major CIA operations and other things we won't get into. And he says, absolutely, he's against the neocons. He's against these wars. He says this is an act of strength for China and that we don't even want to be in Syria. We want to stabilize it so they don't flood Europe. And that's exactly what's happening. He was on the show Friday. That remains to be seen. But listen to me carefully. You, the listeners, tens of millions of you that listen every week, millions right now, you tweeting the president, you calling C-SPAN, you calling talk radio, you being involved, you praying, you speaking out, you sharing video links and articles like this show that's live right now, Infowars.com/show, or the YouTube or Facebook that's live right now, or telling folks about the local station you're listening to, that will change public opinion and give the president support he needs. But he's done so good on the economy, so good on nationalism, so good on cutting out the EPA, killing our jobs, and carbon taxes, and cutting UN funding by 50%, and getting us out of the TPP, I mean, it's just fabulous. It's over-delivering there. So he's got my benefit of the doubt. He's got my benefit of the doubt as we see what happens here, because he's the president. He has intel we don't have, and we're going to see what happens. And we know he's a lot better than Obama that launched this whole mess and who he's opposing. But we'll see. Hour number two coming up with Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and more. Tell everybody you know. Tune in on a local station, Infowars.com. PresentPlanet.com. We have the live audio and video feeds. They're free podcasts, and more. We have a lot of great water filtration, nutraceuticals, supplements, amazing game-changing products, just like our information is. And they're trying to censor us and cutting off our monetization on Google. We need your support. I want to thank you all for it. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. It's an InfoWar, and this is the true American publication. We need your support. We're fighting for you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the second hour. Please stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold sand.
As the planet prepares
when
to die, reflecting on my past life.
Reflecting on my past life.
Because it doesn't have much time.
It doesn't.
Because when nuclear war starts, you can line all your kids up and take them to the gallows pole. The sands of time.
The sands of time.
For humanity.
For me.
Are running low. Iron Maiden bringing us in with the great heavy metal anthem. Hallowed be thy name. Roger Stone's joining us for the next 30 minutes. Former head of the Trump campaign. Here's the bottom line. Look at drudgereport.com. Putin, war threats to the West. I've got stacks of news here where Putin says, you do one more thing, you cross one more red line, you bomb one more thing, I'm going to militarily strike you. And he's got a bunch of ships there in the Mediterranean miles from ours. This is just super reckless. I know there was back channels of the Russians, and they pulled back. They pulled the chemicals out of that base. Daily Mail has the photo, so there wouldn't be a gas cloud raining down. I don't see why they'd make that move. I love Trump's agenda. I love what he's doing domestically, the jobs. He's over-delivering there. But I tell you here, why did he do it? Roger Stone, some stations don't carry this segment. A lot of others do, but we'll get to more of it the next segment. But I know you've been analyzing this for days. I have my sources saying the ground war's already begun. The evidence is there. Saying that Trump, you know, does not intend a wider war. He wants to be strong, so Assad steps down after ISIS is removed, as he agreed 4 years ago, and as a strong signal towards the East. We only talked via text today. You were at a grocery store, but again, you're not my source of this. I have my other sources. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it is, Alex. I am. I actually canceled a taping with NBC on Friday because I really wanted to take time to analyze this situation. I assured, as you did, thousands and thousands of anti-interventionist voters that Donald Trump was entirely serious when he said he was going to avoid more endless foreign wars. Yet at the same time, I have to say, from the point of view of a political masterstroke, both in terms of the international geopolitics and, of course, our own domestic politics, this is a genius move in the sense that I think the North Koreans may have gotten the message. I think the Chinese definitely got the message. I think the Iranians got the message that no longer will America be headed by a weakling who draws a line in the sand and then steps back hopelessly and watches our adversaries cross that line. Donald Trump's, as I have said, a very tough guy, and he's not a guy to trifle with. At the same time, I'm hoping that he has the strength to tell the generals and the Pentagon and our intelligence services that, no, we're not putting 150,000 troops on the ground, as General Mattis wants to do. No, we are not going to embroil America in another war. We have projected American power. We've made our point here. I must tell you, anytime John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and John McCain are cheering you on, got to reexamine what happened pretty quickly. But like you, I'm going to put my faith in Donald Trump, that he understands that this was a necessity for a limited reason, for a limited purpose, and that we're not going to see this administration morph into Bush 3.
So from my sources, Pentagon, CIA, White House, you name it, that's what I got, is that he doesn't intend this. It's a message of strength to Assad, to others, and to the Chinese, and that he intends to leave it at this right now, but a bold move to show the Russians he's not going to be pushed around, because Assad did agree 4 years ago, if the U.S. and the Russians came in to push out al-Qaeda and ISIS, he would step down later. So that's basically the message here is what you're saying.
Well, and also, Alex, they went out of their way to not to engage the Russians.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone's our guest. Trump promised to not expand these wars, to not want to go into the Middle East. He said he'll be strong. Then we see a supposed chemical attack, which is, goes against what Assad would want to do. He's meaning to win the war. U.S. is driving out al-Qaeda and ISIS. But the National Security Advisor, McMaster, has said he wants, in public statements, to get rid of ISIS and Assad simultaneously. Now, again, Syria is the gateway into Turkey and Europe. Turkey's now allied with the Saudi Arabians. We need to not let them have control of Syria because they want to be able to totally control the Middle East and control those conduits into Europe. Erdogan of that region has said he's going to use his Muslim forces in Europe to politically control Europe and has threatened, quote, holy wars if Europe doesn't submit to him. So we can see where that is all going. Meanwhile, we have a Stockholm, Sweden attack. The media did not show you images of dead kids there, but they did show you the nerve gas children. So that's all you need to know. This is clearly war propaganda, but is it to impress the Chinese? Certainly. Is it to impress the North Koreans that are menacing everybody with a U.S. military task force going there? Certainly. Russia, Iran, warn U.S. they will respond with force if Syria red lines crossed again. So, that's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. And Roger Stone joins us to break down what's happening. I get that it shows strength. I get that it prepares Assad to step down as he promised to do 4 years ago when our own military said, we will back taking out al-Qaeda and ISIS so they don't run your country, but you've got to step down later for your crimes. I get that he's doing that. I get he doesn't want to have to telegraph to the public before he does it. But the optics with our listeners, the entire libertarian movement and the left are insane. But here's why I'm not abandoning Trump. The domestic delivery of the jobs, the sovereignty, the anti-globalism, the getting out of TPP, he is absolutely delivered in spades there. But the left is celebrating, even taking me out of context, saying I've abandoned Trump. Paul Watson has. Because I assure you, they want to, with the neocons and themselves, isolate Trump, destroy him, remove him. They don't want a puppet. They don't want to discredit nationalism forever. So if we abandon Trump completely, instead of being loyal opposition, keeping him on the straight and narrow, they will come into that vacuum. He will completely fall to them and to what we talked about weeks ago with our guest, Roger Stone. Now in major news publications like the Daily Beast, the kids take over and Trump turns into W. And the main headline on their site is, Democrats seize the White House. The front page says that. Then the headline changes to this when you go there. So have the Democrats seize the White House. And where do you see all this going, Roger Stone?
Alex, the Daily Beast is the epitome of fake news. Literally nothing you read there can be believed. I urge you to simply disregard it. I make a couple points here. First of all, it was the Obama administration and Secretary Kerry who brokered the deal in which Assad told us that he didn't have or that he had relinquished his chemical weapons, and the Russians certified this. So one wonders why a chemical attack at this time would be in Assad's interest. That is mildly disturbing, but even more disturbing is the theory of Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC, who actually comes out and says that it was Putin who staged all these things to help Donald Trump. This proves that O'Donnell is not only a hopeless drunk, but I think he's mentally ill, because that makes no sense whatsoever. He's simply saying that, of course, so that their phony Russian collusion in the election meme can continue. I'd say Adam Schiff and Senator Mark Warner, all these others who talked about Russian collusion, they look rather foolish today, don't you think?
Let's go back to where Trump is. My sources say that he doesn't intend a wider war and that this was only done because they would use the optics of it to say, look, he nerve gassed, you didn't do anything. And Trump looked at it and said, they already agreed to destroy these weapons, we'll just blow them up in place. And then they told the Russians. Well, that later came out. Is that accurate from your sources?
That is accurate. Not only that, but they told the Russians in time to remove their people from the base so that no Russians would die, which to me means that he is going out of his way not to have World War III, which is what a no-fly zone and a full American engagement with 150,000 troops in Syria would mean. Syria is not on our border, and this is a Hobson's choice. On the one hand, you have Assad propped up by the Russians, but more precisely financing Hamas, financing Hezbollah. And on the other hand, you have this ragtag bunch of Islamic fanatics, a bunch of subgroups and sects and tribes, largely driven by ISIS, but backed up by the Saudis. It's pretty easy to look at the situation here and see that nobody here is really our friend, that we have no real allies. If nothing, Donald Trump is well aware of the fact that Libya stands out as an example of what happens when you have a regime change. We got rid of Gaddafi only to get something much, much, much.
Well, that was my next point. And Hillary didn't destroy with John McCain Libya by accident. They said we want failed states. We want to wreck these countries. Any secular government where women go to college and where Europeans are going to vacation and scuba dive, where just 7 years ago that was happening in Damascus, it's all ruined with a bunch of literal invaders, Islamic jihadis from all over, coming to get swimming pools and houses and raping and murdering and suicide bombing. And then you've got Palm Sunday, people being bombed all over Egypt. The news doesn't show the dead bodies there. The kids being run over in Stockholm Friday, they don't show the dead bodies there. They show nothing, but they show us all the nerve gas babies to push the president into war. So he does a limited strike to take the fire out of what they were going to say, that he's soft. My gut level tells me that's what Trump's doing. But again, the way this looks to his supporters is like betrayal. I just want to tell them, okay, if Hillary was in, we'd already be at war with Russia probably. All the major enemies of America are against Trump. He has delivered on the economy on every front so good, there's no way he's a globalist. That's why they hate him. What he's done is irrevocable harm to them. My concern is, if his whole base turns on him, that'll leave a vacuum where the globalists come in and take over.
I don't think that's going to happen, Alex. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and let's see if he resists the generals and the Pentagon pushing for a wider boots-on-the-ground war. The other thing that's interesting, of course, is that all of this obscured the fact that on Thursday and Friday, Trump's men were up on Capitol Hill pushing the restoration of Glass-Steagall, yet another campaign promise being kept.
And that's not letting megabanks sit there and create fiat currency and derivatives, something Bill Clinton got rid of. He cut the carbon taxes off, put the power down to cheaper levels, got small business loans at record levels to the Federal Reserve. I mean, he's doing incredible things. On one hand, it's just amazing.
Well, it appears that he is going to be leaning on the community banks to start lending without requiring 85% collateral on the amount being lent, which was being done purposely, I think, by Barack Obama to slow, a Trump recovery, a future Trump recovery. No, the economy's on the move. I spoke at an enormous Republican dinner last night in Martin County, Florida. And I found that even the most hardcore libertarians present, and there were some, were willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt in the short term on the airstrike. That's the decision that I myself.
But if he widens this war, he is done.
I think that's true. I think he becomes George W. Bush, and he becomes part of the Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama continuum.
But as you told me privately, a year ago, you're like, he loves generals. Wait till he gets in. He just totally trusts the military, which I get. They're good people. But, God, this General McMaster is like McCain worships him. Well, let's come back and talk about that, and let's talk about the Democratic attempted coup in the White House.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Your You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. Mike Cernovich with the report. H.R. McMaster manipulated intelligence reports to Trump wants 150,000 ground soldiers in Syria. We have articles here out of the Washington Times. Ex-Obama National Security Advisor McMaster, get rid of Bannon-led group. There you go. So there she is. Going back February 20th, that's been the big push by the Republicans and the Democrats. The former head of the Joint Chiefs has also called for that. So there you go, folks. They're the establishment. They work for the big banks. They want to use America for this big evil empire while we get bankrupted for it. It's truly, truly sickening. Roger Stone is our guest. Roger, looking at Trump's first 80 days, that's where we are right now. Again, A-plus on the economy, A-plus on nationalism. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt here on what's happening in Syria. But what about the big news where we've got task force steaming in to confront North Korea, who is threatening to nuke Seoul, South Korea, is threatening to nuke Tokyo, Japan, who is out of control? I think so much what we saw in the Middle East is about a message to China. We just had the Chinese president for 3 days. What's the word on what happened there at Mar-a-Lago with the Chinese dictator?
Well, you can imagine the look on his face when he sat there and Trump told him, oh, by the way, we've just launched this devastating strike on the base in Syria. So I could imagine the theater of that. But Alex, I want to turn to this question of the internal White House power struggles to try to delineate what is transpiring. I still think that Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is very badly wounded by the fumble of healthcare. I still believe that the healthcare bill, which Paul Ryan was deeply invested in, was actually written by former Speaker John Boehner, now a lobbyist for the healthcare industry, in that bill went from Boehner to Ryan to Priebus to the president. I frankly think the president could have had a better bill if he had his own people put one together, and I think that's now the answer.
That's right. His delegation style works great in corporate America, but when you delegate to people that already been in the swamp, they just can't change their spots.
Well, let me tell you one thing I know about Donald Trump. He hates losing. He really, really hates losing. He hates to see this country lose. So, again, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I think he only loses when he stops trying. Whether it's the travel ban, whether it's the replacement of Obamacare, only when he gives up on his agenda and doesn't keep pushing does he lose politically, because Trump supporters like myself, like you, will stick with him as long as he keeps fighting for the reforms that he promised. There's no great penalty. There's no great harm in losing. The harm is when you quit. And Donald Trump is not a quitter. At the same time, I think Priebus is mortally wounded. I think that Bannon, who is a friend, and as you know, I've written for Breitbart for some time, and I think I share much of Steve's worldview. I think he has also hurt himself by not being willing to go to bat to bring other key Trump supporters into the White House. Now he finds himself surrounded and alone. Very few allies outside of his immediate staff, the people, you know, below him. And the long knives are out for those who oppose his nationalist views, our views. And obviously, I think removing Bannon would be a cataclysmic mistake. At the same time, I get mixed signals about whether Steve opposed this incursion into Syria. I had heard early on that he did. I've heard credibly more recently that he did not, that he didn't support it, nor did he oppose it, that he, quote unquote, remained neutral. If that's the case, I have to believe that he did so only because he wanted not to give greater fodder to the presidential son-in-law, who appears to be at loggerheads with him at this point.
And by the way, we don't want to sit there and jump on Jared Kushner, but we've had concerns for a long time. He's a liberal Democrat, liberal family, got that weird 666 building, like something out of like Devil's Advocate that he can't get rid of. You've got all this other weirdness, and then he's like the State Department head now, and like he's the president, and just all this weirdness. I mean, that's the only thing that's going on here that really gives me pause. And then I see what comes out of him. The Democrats are in the news. I mean, you say don't believe the Daily Beast, and I agree with you that they normally lie a lot. And they've lied about you and me, but this is what you were saying weeks ago on the show, that there's a Democratic coup inside the White House. So I was bringing it up because it echoes exactly what you said.
Well, but it has not yet gone down, and to call it a Democratic coup would be an overstatement. For those who say, look, he's the one presidential assistant who cannot be removed, or he's the one presidential assistant who cannot lose power, Donald Trump is a man who once fired his own brother when he felt his brother wasn't doing the necessary job for the Trump Organization. He will do what's best for the country, and if his policy initiatives fail, well, then he's going to rearrange his team. What's interesting, Alex, is that the Goldman Sachs group brought to government largely by Jared Kushner seemed to have no impact whatsoever on the president's domestic agenda. Glass-Steagall, the tax reform package, which I'm told is really going to be outstanding in terms of reflecting exactly what the president told us he would do in the campaign. So I don't deny that the guys from Goldman are very smart. They're very smart and they're very capable. And as long as they're out there pushing the Trump agenda, then I don't have any problem with them. It's only when they start disserving the president, pushing their own agenda, that it bothers me.
Well, I tell you, it's all food for thought, Roger Stone. I just know this. If we had Hillary Clinton in right now, she said war with Russia, full-scale Middle East war, total power trip, even though a lot of the elite were against her. I mean, what do you think we'd be seeing right now if Hillary Clinton was in? We should remember that. I mean, we've got major populist movements exploding worldwide, a lot of popular stuff happening right now.
Look, I have no second guesses or buyer's remorse. Hillary Clinton would have us at World War III already. She would have imposed the no-fly zone to engage Putin, and we'd be on our way to Armageddon. So I'm with Donald Trump. I'm going to stick with him, despite the fact that this is a very complicated situation. And I think at the end of the day, he will resist a wider war.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We got Mike Cernovich joining us on this live Sunday global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And Mike Cernovich is a lawyer, filmmaker, investigative journalist who got demonized 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes for saying that Hillary fell down. They only showed her wobbling and said, oh, she doesn't fall down. You're fake. You know, the Secret Service had told us she was having serious health problems. And he's written the book, Guerrilla Mindset. And going to him, he broke 2 weeks ago the whole situation with the former Obama National Security Advisor, Mrs. Rice, about the fact that she was the one unmasking people. And then, of course, he forced them to finally cover it. And he's got his reports that dovetail with mine that H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, is manipulating intelligence reports that Donald Trump wants 150,000 ground troops in Syria. And that Petraeus and McMaster have taken over the NSC and wants ground war with Syria. Now, Trump has told my sources, and you heard Roger Stone concur earlier, that he just had to do this because who knows who did the sarin attack, and they were supposed to get rid of their chemicals. So it's a chemical base. He's getting rid of it as optics to look strong for China and, of course, South and North Korea, with the whole situation with the U.S. task force steaming up right now towards the peninsula and that huge powder keg that's even bigger than Syria. But Russia says they will respond with force if any other aggression is there. Trump says he's ready for more. It's all more power-tripping Brinksmen. And we've got this reported neocon general, McMaster, he's put in there, that pleases John McCain so much. So this is a major powder keg. But I know what's going on. They've been reporting in mainstream news since mid-February that thousands of special forces are being put in. The Marine Expeditionary Force with heavy artillery's in. There's more than 20,000 troops right now. That's confirmed. That's a ground invasion. And McMaster says he wants to take out Assad and ISIS simultaneously. We were supposed to be there to take out ISIS that Obama and Hillary put in. So this is a big deal. This is the globalist deep state challenging Trump. He's doing great on domestic issues, on the jobs, anti-political correctness. But I got to tell you, this is the big test. And a lot of enemies of Trump are now praising him, but they'll turn very quick on him, claiming he better do more. In fact, now they're saying Russia's behind the chemical attack with no evidence, saying war with Russia. So there seems to be no end to it. Mike Cernovich, investigative journalist, what do you think's happening here?
Yeah, you definitely confirmed what I had heard. I reported last night that H.R. McMaster has actually been manipulating intelligence reports that go to Trump and manipulating what is happening, because McMaster wants a full-scale 150,000 boots on the ground war with Syria. He's doing this at the behest of Petraeus. So I found something really amazing, Alex. If you read the book, Surge, My Journey with General Petraeus and the Remaking of the Iraq War, Petraeus's inner circle included H.R. McMaster, who's now head of NSC, Derek Harvey, who's the NSC's top advisor in the Middle East, Joel Rayburn, who is Harvey's deputy, and they're squeezing out K.T. McFarland to get in Major General Ricky Wydell. So if you so I'd actually posted that in an article earlier so people could actually really appreciate that. The real war that was being fought were the personnel battles within the National Security Council. They were denying security clearances to people Trump wanted to hire. They were denying security clearances to people Flynn wanted to hire. And one of the big things McMaster did that was dangerous, he was actually trying to bring in the Benghazi liar Linda Weisgold. So Linda Weisgold, who was a CIA operative, she was one of the people responsible for helping Hillary Clinton lie about the Benghazi attacks. McMaster was actually trying to hire her and bring her into the NSC. So once you really start looking at the personnel decisions being made and how good people are being denied security clearances and bad people are being brought in, you realize that Petraeus and McMaster have completely taken over the NSC, and they're trying to manipulate Trump into getting us into a full-scale war in the Middle East.
That's right. And we have Susan Rice, the Obamaite, in the news a month ago, or back on February 20th, more than a month ago, a month and a half ago, saying that we need to get rid of Stephen Bannon on there, claiming it politicized it, as if they're not politicized and they're a bunch of neocons. So the neocons, the Democrats, are all part of the same CFR globalist imperial group who use us to build their world empire. But at our expense. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right. So the big story is that there's definitely a proxy war being fought for control of the NSC. Petraeus is doing it. McMaster is his puppet. McMaster is actually having big drama with Steve Bannon, and McMaster was actually overheard screaming 2 weeks ago. He was so loud that people overheard it. Multiple people will confirm this, that if he gets his hands, if he sees Steve Bannon again, he's going to get his hands all over him and hit him and get violent. So McMaster is really extreme and very hateful of Bannon and anybody who is actually a nationalist and is opposed to another full-scale war in Iraq. That's why Bannon is not on the National Security Council anymore. That was a McMaster move. McMaster actually despises Bannon way more than anyone else, and the media has not been covering that conflict at all because they didn't want anybody to know the truth. So, for example, Alex, last night I broke this big story about how McMaster is pushing for a full-scale war in Syria. People goes, oh, Cernovich, you're a liar, you're fake news. Same as when I broke the Susan Rice story, right? Then the next morning, it was confirmed. Well, this very morning, Nikki Haley goes on CNN and says, we need regime change. We cannot have a peaceful solution in Syria without getting rid of Assad. McMaster himself goes on and says that he wants to get rid of Assad. Regime change.
Sure. I mean, that's all over the news for 2 days. And then we know U.S. troops are already massing. That's in the news. But then they go, oh, no one's massing. No one's massing. And then they tell Trump, oh, this is a cover force in case Assad attacks us. So it looks like the president's had his foreign policy taken away from him.
Yeah, the deep state has performed a silent coup by taking over NSC, and Petraeus is behind all of this. Petraeus takes massive amounts of money from the Saudi Arabians. McMaster is actually more loyal to Saudi Arabia than he is to America and to American soldiers. So the Saudis are behind this too. They're funding a lot of the media operations. Petraeus has a lot of friendly people in the media, and they're focusing on these little proxy wars. So, for example, the Susan Rice story kind of went away because there are four articles a day about how Jared Kushner and Bannon are supposedly in a beef, which I can tell you that has been completely overblown. The media proxies being used by Petraeus and McMaster are actually making that seem like it's a much bigger deal to distract.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, Kushner and his wife, they're there jockeying. They're mainly dupes for everybody gets intel on Trump. It's definitely the National Security Council. That's where all the power is, the nukes, the secret stuff. That's why they don't want Bannon even in there. Now, the word is I've got from very high-level sources, let's just say as high as they go, Bannon claims he is for this military action, but that obviously wasn't enough. They wanted him out.
Right, exactly. So for those of you listening at home and you're wondering what is really going on, there are kind of three teams within the White House. We call them Team A, Team B, Team C. Team A is Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, Don Jr., the people who really believe in America and care about Americans, Kellyanne Conway, though the real people, right? Sebastian Gorka, the people who love America. Team B are the globalists who hate America. All they care about is enriching themselves. And that is Rince Priebus. That is Paul Ryan, that is McMaster, that is Petraeus. Team three or Team C, however you want to call it, those are what I call the people who are being manipulated, and that is Jared Kushner and Ivanka. They actually want President Trump to succeed, but they've been going to all the cocktail parties in D.C., and people have learned that the best way to get at Kushner and Ivanka is through that silent seduction, through that peer pressure. Hey, we hear your dad saying that. Come on, you know, we love your dad, but he can't really believe it. And they're feeding bad intel to Kushner and Ivanka. So they're actually, I don't like it when people say that Ivanka's a bad person, that Kushner's a bad person. I don't approve of that because what's really happening is they really do want what's best for President Trump, but they're being lied to and manipulated.
No, I agree. And then they want to try to get out some of their little, you know, side people that actually do have influence with Trump by demonizing him and fully get control of the White House. Well, I know this. There is a major ground offensive going on right now, and they're turning it towards Assad, something Trump said he wouldn't do. Let's talk about how to stop this straight ahead.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I want to thank the crew for doing a great job tonight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Our website's Infowars.com. A lot of key information there, breaking as we speak. We're talking to Mike Cernovich right now. DangerAtPlay.com. We're going to go right back to him in a moment. We have a great product. I mean, I know that bone broth formulas are really popular, bestsellers. I went out to come up with the very best, strongest formula out there, mixed with turmeric, bee pollen, chaga mushroom, and so much more. It's amazing. It's 33% off, or 30% off right now. It's been sold out for the last few months. It is back in at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing for your joints, your bones, overall strength. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast, of course, possible. Also, my dad is a dentist and about to be a retired oral surgeon. Went to the biggest toothpaste maker in the country that makes organic, fluoride-free toothpaste. He said, we want to put out an adult and child formula. An adult formula is sold out right now. The bubblegum flavor just doesn't have the peppermint. It was so strong, and it's concentrated. Some children couldn't use it. It's pretty strong. We have bubblegum flavor that has the iodine and colloidal silver. Nobody else has that. And, of course, it also has the tea tree. And it is available, a concentrate big 4-ounce tube at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Takes you to the same site. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the sub-site. You can also call toll-free 24 hours a day and ask any questions. Ask about other specials. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or there's also high-quality, storable foods, the very best out there, that we private label as InfoWars Select to go up to 30 to 40% off What My Patriot does, that's who produces it. So we can do that. That special only runs every few months. It's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But all the crazy stuff in the world, now is the time to get prepared. And it's your purchase and support of us that allows us to be funded. Google openly is delisting us. The different ad roll things won't let us advertise online. We're being censored everywhere. The Democrats admit they're trying to shut us down. Trump's doing nothing to stop that. One of his big failures is getting rid of Obama's Ministry of Truth. He set up December 6th before he left at the State Department to, quote, wage war against alternative media, saying we're Russian agents and shut us down. The deep state's just ignoring Trump moving forward. And Mike Cernovich, investigative journalist, lawyer, filmmaker, isn't that the big issue, is that Trump has full rebellion against him. Almost every agency is ignoring him. And now we've got a deep state military coup against him, where if he doesn't do it, the media will work against him. He's totally surrounded. I'm not lionizing Trump. That's really what's happening. He did what he could on the economy. He over-delivered there. But other than that, I tell you, it wasn't going to be easy taking America back.
Yeah, so I wanted to show you one thing real quick so that just people can know how bad and fake our media is. Jake Tapper, this is an authentic tweet. He tweeted out that if people wanted to understand Syria, they should follow this account, which is a total propaganda account. It's that Banna that apparently they claim is a 7-year-old girl.
But she reads off teleprompters. She hadn't been in Syria in over a year, but they say she is. Yeah. I mean, you talk about fake. It's like the girl and the incubators.
Yeah. So Jake Tapper, he said, follow her. So your readers have to know that there is a full on information war going out there. When CNN's number one anchor is telling people to actually read propaganda, that tells you how bad it is. Now, one thing that a lot of people have accused me of, and I've definitely have to push back on, is people said, Cernovich, you've abandoned Trump and you're betraying Trump. They don't understand.
We're defending Trump from an internal coup.
Exactly. We're standing up for Trump by going after the people who are sabotaging him, who are
fabricating. The swamp is coming out against him at every level. Folks, the reason I know Trump's for real is he wouldn't deliver on the economy, anti-political correctness, anti-globalism, build a wall, $3 trillion stock market if he wasn't real. The idea of nation states is anathema. They would do anything to not have him even saying this. It's accelerated rebellions worldwide.
Exactly. So what can we do? What can the people out there listening do? One is that we have to attack deep state, and people have to understand that when I'm going after McMaster, when I'm criticizing these false flag operations, that is because I'm loyal to Trump and not because I oppose him. We're the vanguard. We are like the Praetorian Guard. We are the only people protecting Trump from deep state, and that is why they're trying to shut you down. They're trying to run you out of business. They're doing the same thing with me. They're spreading all kinds of – they've hired people to propagandize about me and lie about me and accuse me of terrible things and claim that I've been in prison.
Let me stop you. That's how I was going to end the broadcast. And I'm not bitching. I expect this. I'm doing my job. My instincts say fight these people. Quite frankly, at some sick level, they shut me down, I'd be happy because I wouldn't have to fight like this and kill myself anymore, and I'm just being honest. But it's a job. It's something that's in my gut, my spirit. We're under total attack, you and I and a few others, Paul Watson, because we are tip of the spear. We are the conscience of America because we represent these great listeners and fans that are pure good people. And so you're absolutely right, but we're under unbelievable attack. People need to know that. They need to spread every link, every article, everything we do, because the enemy is doing everything they can to shut it down.
Yeah, the people have the power now, and that is why the enemy is trying to shut down social media. Imagine if they took you, Paul Joseph Watson, me, Stephen Molyneux, a couple other people off the air. There would be no truth now. You would have Jake Tapper saying, hey, go read a 7-year-old girl who lives in Turkey, and it's not even her Twitter account.
Reading off a teleprompter, totally fake. We played the video.
Right. That's what people would get, so that they have to know that it is a war, but we do it. You and I do it because I feel the same way. My wife every day goes, you know what, babe? I wish you would just go back to doing Mindset. I'm tired of you risking your life for this kind of stuff. But the answer is that I just have this great love for all the people in America, the good people.
Well, you're not a parasite. And there's no end if we let these people run things. It's like a spiritual thing. And that's what's so frustrating is one side wants to be not even purists. They're not in the fight. They're like, oh, Trump's evil. Screw him. Well, then the globalists fill the vacuum and take over. If they can run Trump's base off, then that's what they want. They're bragging in news articles. Oh, look, we're running their base off. Alex Jones and Paul Watson are against Trump. No, we're off the Trump train when it comes to geopolitics because he's off the rails. We support what he's doing economically, and we're battling for the heart and soul right now of the restoration of this republic.
Exactly. So people have to listen and realize that If you support Trump, you have to go after McMaster. You have to go after the globalists. You have to go after Petraeus, who was convicted of sharing classified information.
How is Petraeus involved? An advisor to McMaster?
So if you look into the research on it, McMaster has always been his puppet. So Petraeus is actually the guy behind everything that we're seeing happen right now.
He's a Bilderberg Group member.
Yeah. So they're calling this Petraeus' second war. This is another surge that Petraeus wants, and McMaster is essentially his stooge. Because remember, Petraeus was in consideration for national security advisor, even though he's a convicted criminal and shared information with his mistress. I don't know how in the world his name was even thrown in.
Well, they did that to compromise him even further. By the way, you're going to be in studio this Friday with us on the weekday show. So why don't you just co-host with me in 2 or 3 hours coming up on a Friday. Look, Mike, I really look forward to you being here. We got 60 seconds left. What else?
Just let the people know that we love them. We fight for them. We know that they're doing their best. We don't want anybody to feel like they don't matter. I'm tired of people saying, Mike, I'm only one guy. Nothing I do will matter. That's BS. If you go hit hard every day through the power of social media, if you're sharing a link, if you're sharing a message, if you're sharing a meme, if you're retweeting things, don't listen to the fake news media. Everybody listening, everybody watching matters.
Well, here's an example. If you type in Alex Jones into Google and click web, 20 pages of returns after a few links to us are mainstream news. Just a year ago, it was all these other websites and people and views and videos and articles. And if you do your name, it's the same. They are gearing everything down. They admit they're doing it. They admit they're censoring. So is Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. They're all doing it because we're winning. Just like they took over Trump's Twitter and won't let him see any positive comments in the top 20 pages. I mean, this is because we're winning. So go on message boards, go on Facebook, go on Twitter. Fight harder when they censor you. Don't give up and support the work. Go get Mike Cernovich's film at dangerandplay.com when he talks about how people have been silenced in their free speech. Get our books, get our videos, get our information, get our nutraceuticals, get our amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We need the funding in the face. We're willing to be attacked. We're willing to be demonized. But know this, this is the critical fight for America, Mike.
Yeah, and if we give up, it's all over, guys. If we give up, your children will never be safe. There'll be no economy. You'll have no jobs. There might be gulags. Things could get really bad. So people really do
have they're not calling for forced labor and national conscription.
Right. And they wanted to draft women, too. For those of you listening, too, they actually tried to make women have to register for the draft last year. So they know there's a big war coming. The draft is coming back. That is why they wanted to make
and
women.
And they want to use war, just like the number of thousands of years, as a political distraction from the humans awakening in the different countries. Absolutely. It's social warfare against the people by the globalists. Mike Cernovich, an amazing time to be alive. The human revolution against tyranny goes to the next level. The printing press goes to the next level. It's such an incredible fight. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Amazing job of the crew and everybody that supports us and the good Lord above. Please pray for InfoWars. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. InfoWars.com. Spread that URL. It's a rebellion against tyranny.